forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, 70. Winds will be from the southeast at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms. We'll see highs in the mid-80s. Tomorrow night, we'll continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms, upper 60s. And Thursday, mostly cloudy showers and storms likely. Right now, it's 81.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The latest crop progress and condition report out from USDA late yesterday shows that the nation's corn condition is 72% good to excellent, 3 points higher than a week ago. Last year at this time, it was 58%. In Kansas, 60% good to excellent, Nebraska 75, Colorado 41. 82% of the nation's corn is in the soaking stage. Last week, it was 59. The average is 75. 22% of the nation's corn's in the dough stage. Last week, it was at 9. The average is 17. The soybean condition, 72% good to excellent around the country. That's 3 points higher than a week ago. Last year, it was a 54. Kansas, 67. Nebraska, at 80. 76% is blooming nationwide. Last week, it was 64. The average is 72. And 43% of the nation's soybeans have now set pods. Last week, it was 25. The average is 36. Sorghum condition, good to excellent nationwide, 53%, up 2 points from a week ago. Last year, though, it was at 71%, good to excellent. 44% is the heading number. That is average with 5 years. Kansas at 27, Nebraska 43, Oklahoma 35. And 20% of the sorghum has now colored. The average is 23. Cotton condition in Kansas, 53% good to excellent, 36% fair. 81% of the Kansas cotton is now squaring, and 22% setting bulls at the average is 12%. In the winter wheat harvest nationally, 81% complete as of Sunday. The average is 82. And the pasture and range condition nationwide, 36% good to excellent. Last year, though, it was at 64%. Kansas, 50, good to excellent. Nebraska, 60. Oklahoma, 40. And Colorado, 25%. That's Ag News. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
The never-Trumpers and Romney Republicans are charging into Kansas, racing in from Washington to save Roger Marshall. They agree with Roger Marshall, who said Donald Trump is embarrassing. And the Romney crowd loves that Roger Marshall is part of the Washington swamp. They know Marshall voted to add $2 trillion to the national debt. And Marshall has taken big bucks from drug companies, including opioid manufacturers, and voted to give the drug companies billions in tax breaks. The Romney Republicans know Kris Kobach is just too conservative and too loyal to President Trump because he's for building the wall and for stopping voter fraud. The Romney crowd is out to save their swamp creature buddy, Roger Marshall. In the U.S. Senate primary, it's time for Kansas Republicans to fight back. Go vote on Tuesday, August 4th. Paid for by Sunflower State, which is responsible for the content of this ad. 316-285-9550. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt announced that he believes many counties and local school districts are able to exempt themselves from Governor Laura Kelly's executive order mandating staff and students wear masks in public school. The order that Governor Kelly did sign required face mask wearing along with daily temperature checks for both staff and students, and said that no local school districts nor counties can opt out of the mandate. The Kansas State Board of Education also signed off on the executive orders.
It's not about politics. It shouldn't be about politics. It should be about safety. It should be about the welfare of our students and all the personnel who work in our schools and our school communities.
That was Kansas Board of Education member Jim McNeese on Cake News. In other news, the average age of the death rate for the state of Kansas and the COVID-19 virus has dropped after one of the 9 new deaths from the virus in the state was a 20-year-old person, making it the youngest person in the state to die from the virus so far. KWCH reports that the median age for all patients with the disease is now currently at 37 years old. Mid-America Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019 2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6/1/20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Investigators say in court papers that a 3-year-old Kansas girl whose remains were found earlier this month were covered in bruises and died of a brain bleed. The remains of Olivia Ann Jansen of Kansas City were discovered after her father, Howard Jansen III, reported her missing. The 29-year-old father and his girlfriend have since been charged with felony murder and other crimes. WDAF-TV reports the court affidavit says her face, arms, and legs were covered in bruises. An autopsy showed significant bleeding on the back of her brain. Her grandparents have said that they have raised concerns about her safety with Child Protective Services. And Servitech Incorporated and Dairyland Labs today announced a strengthening laboratory partnership for serving the beef and dairy industry. The relationship is said to be primarily focused on beef production within the Servitech footprint, and both laboratories are committing to an expanded level of service and feed science for the growing number of dairy herds in the High Plains in Southwest United States. Benefits to the customers include seamless sample drop-off, submission, and reporting from both labs. Good America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier on a Tuesday.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6/1/20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Tuesday. The latest health statistics for Nebraska now show that the state is approaching 25,000 confirmed coronavirus cases. The state's online virus tracker shows 800 cases were confirmed on the time frame Friday through Sunday. That brings the state's total to 24,618 since the outbreak began. The site shows no new deaths from the virus recorded over the weekend, leaving the state's death toll at 316. Authorities say a 13-year-old runaway is suspected of stealing a neighbor's truck in the Lincoln area. KOLN reports that the Lancaster County Sheriff's Office responded Sunday night and pursued the truck for a few miles. Deputies had to stop the chase due to dangerous rain conditions. Officials are still looking for the teenager and the truck. The truck, a gray 2000 Ford F-250. Mid-America Network News.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A second round of Community Development Block Grant Coronavirus Response Supplement funds to 56 Kansas communities were announced last week. A total of more than $7.2 million is being disbursed to assist communities affected by the pandemic and its economic effects. Community Development Block Grant funds are primary tools in supporting the state's small, predominantly rural communities. The grants are part of the state's allocation from the Federal Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, designed to help Kansas communities respond to the need of their residents and businesses during reopening phases of the state. Marysville will receive $171,400 and Blue Rapids $132,000. Marysville will divide the funding with $35,000 going toward the Marshall County Food Pantry and RSVP Frozen Meals Program, and the balance providing for microgrant loans to qualifying businesses. Marshall County Partnership for Growth has pre-qualified as many as 12 local businesses for funding, and any other businesses that may have been affected by the pandemic are welcome to apply with details at Marysville City Hall. These details outlined at the Marysville City Council meeting Monday night. Council approved the 2021 budget for publication, which will hold the mill levy nearly steady. A public meeting for the budget is scheduled Monday, August 10th during the regular meeting. Due to staffing restrictions, the final day for operation of the Marysville swimming pool this summer will be Sunday, August 9th. Applications remain open for any parties interested in operating the sport and recreation programs going forward. Business plans are to be submitted by August 19th. Brief discussion regarding code violations included concern with a metal scrapping business being operated on right-of-way in a residential yard near City Hall. The post of code enforcement officer has not been filled on a permanent basis as yet, and concern with a growing number of violations in the community was mentioned. Marysville USD 364 School Board met July 15th, electing Pam Dankenbring Board President and Kevin O'Neill Vice President. New Superintendent Michael Couch updated progress on the Ag Complex and the board toured the site. Board meetings will continue the second Wednesday each month at 6 p.m. An elderly individual with a medical condition lost control of the vehicle driving downtown Axtell last Saturday evening before last. The truck struck a retaining wall, which deflected the vehicle into another truck and a power pole at Little Joe's Service, then veered across the street and struck the Axtell Legion building. The driver was treated at the scene by EMTs. No injuries reported to the public gathered inside the Legion building at the time. Citing concerns with potential coronavirus exposure from outside visitors, the Pony Express Museum in Marysville was closed for the season. It had recently been reopened. The annual Pony Express re-ride, which was postponed until the end of August, has also been canceled this year. Kansas Department of Health and Environment, in cooperation with the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism and U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, will initiate treatment for blue-green algae at Milford Reservoir in Geary County this week using a hydrogen peroxide-based algaecide. While recreation activities such as fishing and boating will still be allowed during Milford's treatment period, there will be staging areas off-limits to the public. Boat ramps will still be accessible. Martha Marty Clark, age 67, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial St. Joseph Cemetery, Lillis. Rosary Tuesday evening at 7:30 at the church. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 5:30 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Marty Clark. Adelbert E. Stewart, age 88, of Washington, passed away Monday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 5 until 6:30 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Adelbert Stewart.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ryan's Barbershop is open again and taking appointments Tuesday through Fridays from 9 to 5. Leave a message at the shop, 562-2815. That's 562-2815 for Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville, now open and accepting appointments for haircuts.
Back pain, neck pain, reoccurring headaches, chiropractic care may be the answer you need. Call Dr. Michael Frank with Frank Chiropractic Care for an evaluation, diagnosis, and recommendation of treatment options. A natural method of healing that involves no drugs and no surgery, why wait another day? Call Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville for an appointment today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Tuesday, we still have this frontal boundary across the central, east central parts of the Midwest that's pushing off towards the east-southeast pretty slowly.